Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Happy Turkey Day. Let's get to it. Are you a Thanksgiving Day prepper? Or are you in line at Meijer at 6 p.m. the night before Thanksgiving asking Google or your favorite Facebook group, how do you thaw a 20-pound turkey in 2 hours? Does your table look like a page right out of Better Homes and Gardens? Or are you rocking the sectioned-off styrofoam plates and 300-count assorted plasticware from Costco and the real star of the party, the red Solo cup? Either way, you know what matters most. The people around the table, living room, or garage. Yes, I've celebrated Thanksgiving in a garage. Oh, and that the turkey's not dry. Speaking of dry, is your Thanksgiving a dry Thanksgiving, or do you celebrate with a little turkey in your cup too? Either way you slice it or pour it, throw on your stretchy pants and enjoy. Take your Facebook family photos, Instagram the 1,000th picture of a plate of turkey and pumpkin pie, and tweet out, hashtag happy Thanksgiving, hashtag turkey day, hashtag thankful, hashtag blessed. Then put the phone down and be in the moment until you have to rush off to the next house to eat. That's right. Oh, the tale of two turkeys. This will be my second Thanksgiving having two houses to go to, but luckily my family's never on time for anything, so the first round of turkey is digested and Mama's ready for round two. Sean and I, hey babe, love you. We're just going over our list for dinner at his family's house and my family's house. Sean asked, am I making the turkey this year? Is it gonna be thawed out this time? Our first Thanksgiving together? Oh, the memories. Picture this. Thanksgiving, 2023. If you don't get that reference, you might be too young for this podcast. The night before, my mom calls and asks if Sean, my love, my best friend, and also a chef, would make the turkey for Thanksgiving. I tell her, sure, Mom, just drop it off and we'll get it cooking. Well, that's almost how it happened. This monstrous bird was still frozen. Sean's chef skills kick in and he sets to work. He preps the kitchen for an all-night cool turkey bath, getting up, draining the water, then starting the process all over again. Finally, our friend Turkey Tom is thawed and ready, and it's 6 a.m. with a 20-pound turkey, and dinner with his family starts at 1. If you're doing the turkey math, it's not mathing, right? Well, dear listeners, that's where the magic and science kick in. Sean gets his knife roll out, and it's time to spatchcock. Get your dirty minds out of the gutter, you dirty birds. Let me explain. Thanks to our friends at Google, not endorsing the show. Spatchcocking is a cooking technique that involves removing the backbone of a bird and flattening it so it cooks more evenly and quickly. The term is also known as butterflying because the bird is split down the middle and opened up like butterfly wings. Honestly, watching him cook is truly mesmerizing. The way he chooses the right knife, mixes all the herbs and spices together, ugh, makes your girl weak in the knees. Sorry, Lindsay. And just a few hours later, we have a, you know, if you don't like the word that's the opposite of dry, you might want to cover your ears. We have a moist and delicious turkey with beautiful golden brown crispy skin. He also did a little razzle-dazzle and made his own stock from the roasted veggies and bones from the turkey and made the most amazing turkey gravy I've ever had. Heinz, eat your heart out. Afterwards, we pack everything away and head to his uncle's dairy farm for round one of Thanksgiving dinner. I love going to the farm, seeing all the cows and the beautiful countryside and spending time with my new family. Not only did I gain an amazing boyfriend, I gained an amazing family. They've been so warm and welcoming to myself and my children. Not to sound cliche, but we are truly blessed. After dinner and dessert, Sean's uncle needed to finish harvesting, so Micah and Nora got to ride in the combine with Uncle John and see how corn was harvested. We also walked over to the barn and saw all the cows in the milking station and gave Maggie the farm dog, Uncle John's farming buddy, some lovin' before heading back to the house to say our goodbyes and head to Thanksgiving round two. Round two was supposed to be at 3, which means we ate around 5. My family Thanksgiving, or really any gathering, is always running just a tad bit behind. There's kids running around screaming, and you can hear my sister's laugh coming up the street. And I absolutely love it. I've got a pretty big family. My mama and papa had 2 kids, my dad and my aunt Nanny, who each had 2 kids, and to make a long story short, 4 grandkids begat 13 great-grandkids, and the house was never quiet again. It was always and still is filled with laughter, a random kiddo crying at one point or another, "They took my toy!" And usually the guitar makes an appearance and my dad and papa will pick us out a tune, and my dad and I, or my mom and dad, will sing a few songs. The house was always full of family, and many times unofficial grandkids and their family would drop by to see Mama and Papa and hang out for some dessert and maybe help with a song or two. Although it's been a little different without Mama, whose favorite holiday was Thanksgiving, we've come together and remembered all our favorite Mama moments and laugh and let our love and good memories fill the space in our hearts where the sadness used to hide. The number one thing I always look forward to is Mama's cornbread dressing. My perfect holiday bite, a little bit of dressing, a little piece of turkey, and the piece de resistance, cranberry sauce. Ugh, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. My papa made the dressing for last year's dinner, and papa, Mama would be so proud. It was delicious. You know what else is delicious? Green bean casserole. Although it's been the bean of my sister's existence. See what I did there? I told you, I'm a funny gal. Another one of my favorite memories is the year Angie brought a bag with all of the ingredients and sat it on the counter and said, "There, I brought the green bean casserole." So will there or won't there be green bean casserole at Thanksgiving has always been the running joke in my family. I know we'll see it this year, though, thanks to my sister's boyfriend, Dan the Man. You know what else I hope to see this Thanksgiving? An email from you, my loves. Leaving a comment, topic for discussion, or just a "hey girl, hey" at ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. And remember, if you listen to Monday's episode, don't make Mom lose her shit on Thanksgiving. Guys, put down the remote and grab a whisk. Kids, get dressed, help straighten up the house, and remember, no karate in the house. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well and you have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you.